Welcome to Austrian Stocks in English, presented by Palfinger, the new and weekly English-spoken summary for the Austrian stock market, positioned every Sunday in the mostly German-language podcast Christian Drastil, Wiener Börse, Sport, Musik und mehr. My name is Christian and I will be later on joined by the absolutely smart Alison. In week 41, we saw a sell-off in the first half of the week and a comeback in the second half. ATXTR was finally unchanged at round about 5,800 points. Best performer this week was Varimpex with 21.21% up in front of Frequentis 10% up. And these are the last eight of our 13th stock market tournament. Unica versus Doe & Co, Valneva versus Mayr Melnhof, VIG versus RBI, Telekom Austria versus Palfinger. In case of winning the whole tournament, Palfinger is a former two-time champion, has the chance to secure the trophy forever. Watch out, börsesocial.com/tournament. And Tobias Demery, one of our Börsenradio.at/people and filmer of Gaming Wall Street, this week rang the opening bell for a trading session at the Nasdaq. News came from Marinomed, OMV, UBM, Strabag, Vienna Airport, Agrana, Mayr Melnhof, and Andritz. Spoken now by the absolutely smart Alison.
Thank you, Christian, for calling me absolutely smart. And these were the news of week 41. Monday, Marinomed, Bernd Bronstein will support the management board of Austrian-listed pharma company Marinomed as corporate counsel in all legal matters, from corporate governance to partnership agreements and capital market law issues. As the company announces, Bronstein most recently worked at Wiener Berger AG, Marinomed Biotech, weekly performance, -4.49%. OMV, Austrian Oil, Gas and Chemicals Group OMV said a mechanical incident at its Schwechat refinery would have a negative impact on its third quarter result as we expect payments from the business interruption insurance at a later point in time. OMV, weekly performance, -3.53%. UBM, Roman Arendrot and Vladimir Pasek have been appointed to the management board of UBM Development Czechia as of October 1, where they will join Joseph Wiedermann. Helmut Bergefer is resigning from the management board at the end of this year but will remain available to the company. UBM CEO Thomas G. Winkler, with Vladimir and Roman, we have now optimally positioned UBM Czechia for the future. UBM, weekly performance, -2.12%. Tuesday, Strabag. Strabag Rail has been commissioned by DB Netz AG to upgrade the Köpenick rail station in southeast Berlin to handle regional rail traffic. The new station is a key element of Berlin's transport concept and part of the extensive projects to modernize the west-east corridor from Berlin to the Polish border near Frankfurt, Oder. The contract value amounts to around €154 million. Strabag, weekly performance, 0.65%. Wednesday, Vienna Airport. The number of passengers handled by the Flughafenwien Group, Vienna Airport Group, in September 2022, is still at a high level. The total passenger volume of 3,371,129 travelers registered by the Flughafenwien Group, Vienna Airport Malta Airport and Košice Airport represented a rise of more than 67% from the prior year level, whereas the figure of 2,650,592 travelers at Vienna Airport comprised a year-on-year increase of over 68% compared to September 2021. Passenger volumes of the Flughafenwien Group and Vienna Airport equaled 88.6% and 89.0% respectively of the pre-crisis level of September 2019, thus only about 11% less than before the outbreak of the coronavirus pandemic. On balance, it was a strong summer travel season for Vienna Airport. In the four summer months from June to September 2022, the number of passengers totaled 10,592,745, or approximately 86% of the pre-crisis level of June-September 2019. Flughafenwien, weekly performance, -1.21%. Thursday, Agrana. Agrana, the international fruit, starch and sugar group, generated revenue of €1,792.3 million in the first half of the 2022.23 financial year, a significant increase of 25.8% year-on-year, H1 prior year, €1,424.4 million. The earnings measure operating profit before exceptional items and results of equity accounted joint ventures grew to euro 86.5 million in a very challenging environment. H1 prior year, euro 41.0 million. The group's loss for the period was euro 17.0 million. H1 prior year, profit for the period of euro 27.1 million. However, a required impairment test at August 31, 2022. Resulted in the recognition of impairment on assets and goodwill in the fruit segment. This write-down of euro 91.2 million, an exceptional item attributable to the Ukraine war and to steeply rising capital costs, is not a cash expense, but testifies to the extremely volatile and uncertain economic conditions. With a strong operating performance in our entire production chain and rigorous cost management throughout the group, we were able to supply our customers worldwide reliably at all times and achieve good operating profit before exceptional items. All segments help drive these results, emphasizes CEO Markus Mullison. Agrana, weekly performance, -0.36%. Meyer Mellenhof, Andreas Blaschke will resign from his mandate to the management board at the end of October 2022, after 21 years on the board and 31 years of service to the MM Group. On the management board of Meyer Mellenhof Karton AG, Andreas was responsible for the MM Packaging division. CEO Peter Oswald will take on the responsibilities of Andreas Blaschke on the board. Meyer Mellenhof, weekly performance, 1.21%. Friday, Andritz, International Technology Group. Andritz has received an order from Welspun Advanced Materials, India, to supply a Metris predictive maintenance system for its spunlace production line at the Telangana plant. This will be the first Metris solution system to be installed in a spunlace line in India. The integrated Metris platform developed by Andritz uses smart sensors as an energy self-sufficient and seamless support solution to monitor machine conditions continuously, even in areas that are difficult to access. As a result, analysis of the data collected allows clients to pinpoint every possible issue up front and helps to enhance line performance. Andritz, weekly performance, 3.98%. And now bye-bye from Allison.
And Christian, we wish you a great week. Hear you next Sunday.
Present is the whole thing now.